I did a lot of research on how to take a basement and make it dry. And one of the key things was to get rid of the moisture, which French drains was, everything said French drains.
Well, what are French drains?
Well, they're not from France.
Thanks for clarifying.
The guy who invented them was a genius American during actually the last century who wrote the definitive book on water, how to, on drainage. And it's still used today. And it was like, he was like the Edison of water. And his name was French. I think it was Samuel French. So French drains are not from France. They're actually from the U.S. But this genius guy, he invented this system, and it's used all over the world now. And it basically, you dig a hole, you fill it with rock, and you have the water channeled into that bed of rock. The rock, which are different layers of kinds of rock and stone, it filters the water and then sends it and recharges the earth below instead of sending it into a sewer line. It's a very environmentally friendly thing to do, and it's being done worldwide now, French drains.
That's not the only environmental touch that you made sure this building had.
Well, the other neat thing is INSEA, within the year of being on the committee, got her degree in environmental design from Evergreen. So when she joined the committee, between she and I, and also Lucinda and some others who worked in the garden, all came from backgrounds, because I had just studied in year 2000, I became certified as a building biologist. So I had just studied how to create environmentally friendly buildings, and I already had clients I was working with. So it was very easy to transfer that knowledge over to the building. And obviously there were, just saving the building alone was a huge environmentally friendly thing, instead of tearing it down and sending it to a waste site, which somebody probably would have done. And people are sending us cards now. We'd probably do it tomorrow if we would sell it to them. You see buildings all over this neighborhood going down and being replaced by, you know, modern structures that are not particularly environmentally friendly. But anyway, so with that, with her and I kind of heading up the team with basic goals of, one, that everything we do, we'd look at it. The paints would all be no VOC, environmentally friendly paint, paints that you'd use with somebody who's environmentally sensitive. So with that, and with a list of what we needed to do, we basically set out. She picked the colors, which I think she did a brilliant job of colors. Everybody comes in the building, comments about how the colors are, they're relaxing, warm. And the colors just kept kind of coming as we did room by room. And then as we finished, we realized that they all kind of worked together, which was kind of a magical part of the process. But just slowly, room by room by room, we had painting parties. The living room was done by a painting party, which is funny because we had so many people that we would paint a wall, like that wall over there was supposed to be an accent wall green. Well, somebody came in and tried to paint it yellow, and we had to stop them because they didn't realize that the whole room wasn't yellow. So anyway, we had all, I mean, Evan, I don't know what I should say this, but Evan knocked out a window with one of the backhoes while we were putting in the, and we had just put the windows in and they were new, and so we had to call the window company and have a, so there were hazards to doing it ourselves, but we probably saved about $50,000 in labor.
And there is a, the basement, you had a clay party. The walls are actually made of clay. Can you tell us about that, how it was done, and why it's important that it was clay?
Yeah, and the research on the basement, how to create an environmentally friendly basement, and we took care of the moisture issues, but there were still issues with the old carpet that was down there because the floor is a sub basement. It was wicking water up, which is natural, from the soil through the concrete into the surface, which was carpet, and the carpet was just moldy underneath. So I did research on what to do, and we had the floor looked at, and all the flooring guys said there's no way they wouldn't touch it. They wouldn't put marmoleum. They said it's too moist because they took readings off of it. They said it's too moist. Anything you put here will mold. So I did more research and found out that you could polish a floor. You could grind it down with diamond grinders and then stain it. And it's used a lot now. Whole Foods, all their floors are this polished surface. And they stain it, and then it's totally, it's porous, so it, the moisture just wicks right out of it. So you have no problem with mold. So between that, and then I wondered what to do with the walls. There were two options, paint or use some other product. And I had taken a workshop in claying walls with what then was a home environmental center here. And they do a workshop every month. And I got this idea, well, if you can have straw bale house workshops with people volunteering, why not have a clay workshop where you learn how to use this product? It's called American Clay. So first I called up somebody just to get an estimate, what would it cost to have it done? And that was unbelievably expensive. There are only three people who did it, and it was very expensive, thousands and thousands of dollars in labor. And so I asked one of them, I said, you know, do you know about these workshops? I wonder if they would give one here. So I called, she said, give it a try. I called Environmental Home Center, and they said, yeah, look, we'll give the workshop in your basement. We'll advertise it hands-on on a real environment, because usually they just had a piece of wood and they would put it on the piece of plywood, which isn't the real thing. It doesn't, you don't really experiencing a real wall. So they thought this was cool. So we got about 10 people from the public paying $20 to do our walls. And then about 10 people, Subud people, signed up. And we all worked together for one weekend and clayed. Got it all done pretty much within a weekend because we had so many people doing it.
Who are the Subud people who clayed the wall?
Well, I hope I don't miss anybody here. I know Hanafi, Libman, Hadija, I think Lucinda and Jim came in for some part of it. That's the best I can do right now. I'm sure there are others.
And then the kitchen with marmoleum floors and new appliances.
Evan was amazing at working on various things. He really did the kitchen. We picked out the cabinets at Home Depot. And that was we couldn't afford environmentally friendly cabinets. They were just way over our price range. But we were able to get nice cabinets. I went to Sears. Sears just happened, which was amazing. Another little miracle in the process was having a deal on appliances where every appliance you bought gave you 10% more off. So by the time we bought two refrigerators, two stoves, one refrigerator, and a dishwasher, we were up to 40% off. So we saved way over $2,000. I mean, so we got the appliances, an amazing deal. They were delivered just at the right moment, all stainless steel. So it just instantly took what was a very funky kitchen and made it into a really, really nice kitchen. We get all kinds of compliments on the kitchen now. And there were some redesigning as we went, which made it kind of crazy. We kept trying to figure out what to do with a little alcove that's now a storeroom, and that was kind of a last-minute aha thing of discovering that it could be made into a storeroom and move the refrigerator, but we had to do some re-planning of the kitchen. But it all came together, and Evan did the tile work both there and on the front, and he did that for free with a guy. And so we just bought the tile, which was really very high-end Italian tile that Encia found on sale. And Encia was invaluable because she worked, like for the floor in the kitchen, she got marmoleum, which is a linseed oil-based floor. So it's totally environmentally friendly and very durable. And she got that from a company she was working for in Bellevue. And she got a decorator discount on that because she was a designer. And she was able to get us designer discounts on everything we bought, which sometimes was 10 to 20% off, because she would just show her designer card and you get the designer discount. So that really helped. The lighting fixtures we found on sale at Seattle Lighting for the chapel. So we were able to buy matching fixtures there.